The Brad Stevens interview is brought to you by Star Market. Check out the Star Market Just For You digital app. Earn rewards and save on your groceries and gas. Download the Star Market mobile app or visit starmarket.com. All right, Brad, you had a long break after your road trip. That meant a full day off to decompress after a lot of games in a short amount of time and then a chance to actually practice. I'm sure both things are pretty much welcome.
You know, it really was. And that was a tough trip from the standpoint of, you know, we had this, I think the New Orleans game was our eighth game in 12 days. A lot on the road and bouncing all over the place. And so it was good to win that one, travel back, and take a deep breath before we got back to the practice court. I thought Wednesday's practice was excellent. I'm hopeful that that plus a light practice yesterday can carry over into some continued play from the last game.
All right, two things stood out from the trip for me. One, the offense looked a lot better for the most part, and the starts were better for you in two of the games on the trip, which I know has been a point of emphasis.
Yeah, it's been a point of emphasis, but it's just consistency. I mean, we've had some great starts early in the season, but then we had some miserable ones. I think that the bottom line is no matter what time of the game, it's just playing as consistent as possible. And, you know, I went back and watched over the last couple of days some of our better stretches of last year. And, you know, the reminder is you're never going to play perfect. And there's a lot of ugly possessions when you go back and watch those. But you move on to the next play, and you win as a result of playing the next play over and over as well as you can.
All right, the lineup looks a little bit different tonight. Jaylen Brown and Al Horford are out. Who is in their place?
We'll start Smart and Baines.
Smart and Baines. Okay, Jalen's got the bad back, and Danny Ainge told our flagship radio station yesterday he was still having spasms in the trouble area. When do you think the earliest is we'll see him back?
Well, he's on the court right now shooting around prior to the game, so I think that he's closer to returning than not. I have no idea what that means as far as tomorrow.
Fair enough. And nothing serious with Al, right? This is a maintenance day?
He's just been dealing with a sore knee, nothing serious, but something that we just want to make sure we manage throughout the course of the year. And with another back-to-back here looming, you know, it's the day that we need somebody else to step up.
With Marcus, as you pointed out, it's kind of a double-edged sword. First, he gives you energy at the start, but that means you don't have the energy off the bench, and you do have him starting. Are you going to ride this wave for a while, or is it game to game as you make up your mind?
Well, knock on wood, you never know what the NBA is going to bring you, right? So you never know that, you know, hopefully we get healthy here. We can get Jaylen back, we can get Al back, and we can make those decisions with a full, healthy roster. Until that point, I'd say we'll probably ride what we're doing.
Kyrie Irving told the media this week he's encouraged Gordon Hayward to shoot the ball more. I'm sure at times you've told him the same thing, but does it mean more times coming from a teammate than you?
I think that that is a first of all, there's always a right play to be made, and so that's what you have to do. And Gordon knows that. Gordon's 29 years old. He's been through the league. He knows, you know, he knows that the right play is there to be made, and he makes it more often than not. Like he's. You know, he's been one of the guys that I think really moves the ball for us. And so I think it's really important that we continue to play through him, but that he's a little bit more aggressive with hitting his own shot. I think the benefit of a guy like Kyrie saying it is it just gives you a little bit more confidence as you rise up into that shot. You know, it's kind of like, hey, he wants me to do that. I think that there's a positive, contagious effect to that comment. And, you know, I anticipate he'll play well here as we continue to move forward. He'll have his ups and downs, certainly, but his best practice of the year was Wednesday, and I thought he just looked a little bit different than he had prior to, which is encouraging.
More to Kyrie Irving's leadership, he said a lot of the right things, especially recently. I want to say a couple weeks ago, he said to the media, we're going to get this right. I'm going to make sure of it. And then he says something to the effect of, you know, I told Gordon to do this, that, and the other thing. As a coach, you're a leader, but it's always nice to have a leader on the floor as well. And Kyrie's kind of stepped up more this year than he has in the past.
I think he's been pretty consistent the whole time he's been here. You know, I think in anything you grow as you get older and you get better at things, you pick your spots better and you think about how impactful what you say is and try to choose your words carefully as you get older. And I think that certainly he's done a lot of good things and I think has really embraced that, really desires to be a positive, reinforcing leader for our group, which I think is very important, and to complement our other guys that our guys really pay attention to and listen to. You know, I don't think you can go through the downs of a season without really good leadership, and I don't think that you can eventually handle the ups of the season without good leadership. So, you know, I'm encouraged by everybody in the locker room, and certainly Kyrie has been one of those guys you're encouraged by.
All right, real quick before we go here, a couple of words about Cleveland. They're a little different than you saw them during the preseason with a different head coach, and a lot different than when you saw them last spring.
Well, they smashed us twice in the preseason, so we're going to have to play a lot better than we did in either of those games. When these guards get comfortable and they get on rolls, they do what they did to Philly and Houston last week. And they went into Philly and beat them pretty good, and then beat Houston at home a couple days later. It's a talented, young offensive team. And at the end of the day in this league, and, you know, the results haven't gone their way all the time, but you're not playing teams for their results. You're playing teams what they're capable of.
Right.
And we've seen that over and over. And every one of these guys is capable. And you have to take their rhythm away by being as impactful as you can and playing with as much force as you can on both ends of the floor. It's something we need to get better at.
All right, Coach. Thanks a lot. Good luck tonight.
Thank you.
That is Brad Stevens. The Celtics and Cleveland Cavaliers are coming up next on the 98.5 The Sports Hub Celtics Radio Network.